So what tips can you give to leaders to help them to manage fear and maintain morale and lift motivation?
I think the first thing as leaders, you yourself have to believe that one, you're going to get out of this. Two, you yourself can have that confidence and self-assurance that you can lead a team going through this. And I think it's self-motivation more than mass motivation to begin with for leaders. That to me is a very prescriptive model. To keep yourself sane and healthy when you're in isolation means that you got to keep to a schedule that gives you confidence, that allows you room for exercise, that allows you room to communicate with your team, so you can run your normal life without having to feel that you are actually doing it from home. So that normalcy is important to create that sanity in you as leaders and allowing you to be confident about the approach that you're taking. Secondly, I think leaders need to be a little bit more vulnerable in this situation. And when I say vulnerable, it doesn't mean being weak. Vulnerable meaning that when you use your senses to think about what would be the impact to yourself, your family, your business, and the impact of COVID will have to any one of your stakeholders, you have to be conscious about, as a human being or as a person, what would be the right thing to do. And I think that would be the main moral compass that's going to guide us in terms of executing the right things for the company. The value systems are now very, very important. So just like the value system about, I don't know whether you notice that we use a lot of hashtag Kita Jaga Kita, we take care of each other, you know, we thank the frontliners. These are values that we appreciate because we know that there's a great sacrifice that's happening between the frontliners and us. And there's also a need for us to band together to take care of each other during the MCO so that we don't create a situation where things are going to get worse, right? So I think this is the vulnerability that I mean. It is a vulnerability that is necessary to create the right value system. So I think this is a great detox process. It's a detoxification of what I believe humans require in order to get back to the right value system. And I think as leaders, we need to be in touch with that. Sometimes we get carried away with the work that we do. We are CEOs, we're general managers, we're managers. We have to manage in a certain way with a certain style. I think what has taught us, or at least for me personally, what it has taught me during this period is being authentic, being sincere, being focused on the core values of humanity will be the main that will drive the success of companies in the future, where it helps people to enable themselves in a post-COVID environment. So it's no longer about you trying to sell something to your customers. It's about what you can do to make them feel much, much more comfortable as they get back into at least the new normal of life as we move past the MCO period. And the final learning point, I feel that at least, I mean, there's a lot of more learning points, but I think the final one I want to touch on is that I think it's important for leaders to keep themselves healthy, to keep themselves well-read as well. I think I have spent a lot of time reading, also listening to podcasts, listening to what the world is talking about, how conversations have changed around the world. I think keeping abreast of what is happening around you is so important, not so much on the political side, but more on the business, social, technology side. And also even in from a religious point of view, no matter what religion you're in, what are the kind of conversations people are having? Because these conversations shape the future of the economies moving forward. Whether they are right or wrong is something else. But what's important is you're aware of these conversations. You're aware what people want to highlight as important to them. You know, so for example, someone asked me, are we going to turn into a country that is going to be full of delivery companies or ride hailing companies or more Grabs and Food Pandas out there because that's the only way we can sell to people and e-commerce is going to be the only way. Well, what do we do with 99% of all the SMEs that support community-based food or services or other types of SME products, right? Surely an economy cannot be based solely on one particular platform. So this is really important, right? So you need to understand how communities will evolve in those conversations.
Wow. So I can see there's a huge amount of reflection that you've done here, right? And I find this a very meaningful time that I'm spending with you, right? So the first thing that you said is it's about, you know, it's about self-motivation. You know, it's about, you know, help manage your own well-being so that you can manage the well-being of others. So that's that, take your own oxygen. This is something that's come up in a number of my discussions, and it's getting back down to values, getting back to organizational values, getting back to human values, because, you know, once that becomes, as you say, it's that compass north. And, you know, at times, you know, when we get busy doing business, you know, it's all about business. But what you're saying now, it's about get back to the basics and the most important things of life. I love it when you talked about the detox, right? It's about making sure that we're authentic and stick to the core values. And then it's about, you know, the other thing that's coming through quite a lot in this discussion with you is, you know, this has been a great refresh time for you. And, you know, for a person in your position, you've got people wanting your time all the time. Is that correct? Nizam, can I talk to you? There's no spaces in your brain to do anything. but this COVID, Uncle COVID is giving you time to reflect and think and get reconnected. You know, that's what I'm getting out of this. So I'm finding this discussion very meaningful.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, more and more CEOs or leaders out there want to share their own experiences. And I think going back to what I mentioned to you first, George, is that because my listening skills have been so heightened, you know, people feel comfortable talking to me. And again, without having to judge whether what they're doing is right or wrong. This is not about right or wrong. This is about trying to figure out what's the best, right? And typically when you do that, being wrong is part of the process. And I don't know how to say this so many times, but a lot of people fear so much about getting it wrong that they never get it right.
Right. That's wonderful. That's really good. Nizam, thank you very much. It's been, I've enjoyed this. You know, there's been some great golden nuggets of information and tips, and I look forward to sharing this information with the world of leaders. So I appreciate your time and thank you very much.
Well, thanks, George. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.